counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Dogmatic.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Kate Maloney from True Love Better.
Hey, this is Candle, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Woohoo! It's another week. Are you excited?
Yes.
I'm very excited. How's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman. Brian Cleveland is in studio with me. That's the wonderful angelic voice you just heard say, yes. Do I do a good impersonation of you? Say it again.
Yes.
This is a countdown show. We are going to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Are you wondering what you'll find if you go to that website? Why don't you tell them, Brian?
Well, Anthony, you'll find that Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at earshot-online.com. And you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts for multiple genres, monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Well, all kinds of good stuff there. All kinds of us all over the internet as well. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And at Earshot20, our handle on Twitter. I know that was a weird segue.
This is a curious choice of words.
All kinds of us on the internet. But listen, those are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you. You contact us. We'll do a feature. It includes an interview and we'll spin some of your latest tunes, whatever you're working on, or if you've just put out a new album, we will do that for you. So please reach out. We've got the top 20 today and we've caught up with Stephen Karlik from Exclaim Magazine. We're going to be talking about some of the stuff that's making waves in entertainment news. Lots of news out there about, unfortunately, another sad way to start. We talk about a death that has happened in the world of music, but it will pick up and we'll have lots of stuff to tell you about, and that'll be coming up in this hour and the next hour of the program, as well as the countdown and the lowdown. So keep your dials locked and here we go.
At number 20 this week, down from number 16, is Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, and you're going to hear the title track from their new album South. At number 19, Say Yes to Love is the debut album from Syracuse noise punk band Perfect Pussy, led by Meredith Graves, and you'll hear a track from that. Followed by, at number 18, down from number 9, Mode Modern and Occult Delight.
Here is South, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. It's your number 20 this week. It's your Shot 20.
From here I
unravel everything we've known. Gas her up and burn her down. And when we stop, we'll call it home. And if we fail, like I know we might, and if I fall with axe in hand, oh, I loved you with all I had. Bury my bones in this southern land. So baby, point this engine south. I won't ride till we get our fill. We spent our youth trying to make a life, but from here I know we never will. So baby, point this engine south.
Miller from the Pack AD, and you are completely listening to the Earshot 20. Enjoy.
Number 19.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 18.
The Earshot 20.
That was Mode Modern with a track called Time's Up. They come in at 18 this week, falling from number 9 is their latest record, Occult Delight. Debuting at number 19 is the debut release from Perfect Pussy called Say Yes to Love, and you heard a track called Interference Fits. And we started off with South by Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, the title track for their newest record, which comes in at number 20. Down from 16.
That's Brian Cleveland, and I am Anthony Edmond, and we are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you haven't visited the website, check it out. Lots of great stuff there for you. And of course, you can see the national top 50, from which we take the top 20 and count them down every week for your listening pleasure. And Brian and I were just discussing before we came on the air that coming up in a mere 2 episodes now, because after this one, this would be the three, we're going to reach 100. What a milestone. What a milestone for a radio show. Now I know how all the big actors feel when they hit the milestone episodes of their respective shows.
I want fireworks. In the booth.
Don't know that that's going to happen. I'll do you one better. I'll get you Wayne Hansen. We'll bring Wayne back.
He's a firecracker, that's for sure.
He is. He'll spice things up or burst into
what?
Radio-ness. I don't know.
Great analogy.
Yeah, it was something else.
You know, there's one thing they say about Anthony Edmond. Analogies in the English language.
Don't mix
his
with this guy.
Best.
Yeah, my best features. So we're coming up on that. Brian and I were talking about a contest that we're going to that we'll launch. He had a good idea. I like it. So we'll do it this way. I thought maybe we'd launch it on the 100th episode, but no. We're going to launch it pre-100th episode, and the winner, we're actually going to call.
We're going to fly them out. Anthony's flying them out.
You get a car, and you get a car. I'm going to go all Oprah on this
show. Anthony will come get you.
No.
Pick you up, wherever you are, anywhere in the world.
You know I universe. Will only drive, though.
Yeah, I know. It's good. Hopefully it's really far away.
Like China. We have this one guy in China who listens to the show that I have to go and pick up. Can I drive there? Probably not.
Yeah, I think you can probably drive anywhere. You can take ferries places. Surely these days you can drive anywhere.
Or take trains. I'm amenable to the train, just not a plane. I am trains,
what if
not planes,
you
learn
to fly a plane?
That would be horrifying and for then, whoever I'm picking up. They would not happy.
I've seen your driving.
Yeah. Settle down. All right. So stick around or keep your eyes open for that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. That's where that contest will be. And we'll get the winner on the air with us to have a little chat. And of course, we're going to invite back some of our friends who have filled in guest spots on the show from time to time when Brian is away. Normally, I did miss one show and Wayne filled in.
Yeah.
You filled in for me and Wayne filled in for you.
Yeah.
So that was, people who have filled in for us have been very kind to do so. So we'll get them back and all kinds more. So that's something to look forward to in a few episodes. But in order to do that, I got to stop talking. We got to keep the countdown going. So Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
And I'll tell you, though, that's going to be an awesome prize pack. We only have a little bit of the thing put together. And some labels out there have been incredibly generous. We just reached out to a few people that have been involved in the show and helping us book different artists to have quick chats on the show and that sort of thing. And we got some really awesome records from folks like Mint Records and With a Bullet.
I saw R. Kelly.
Oh,
did
yeah.
I see R. Kelly CDs out there?
I don't know
there?
If that belongs to us.
Oh.
And we got some tote bags and all kinds of really cool stuff. So thanks to all awesome. Those folks. And we'll be sure to talk about that more. But right now we're going to jump into number 17 down from number 12. Angel Olsen's latest is called Burn Your Fire for No Witness. And here's a track called Iota.
Same.
Earshot 20. Number 16.
That was The Wet Secrets from their new record Free Candy, number 16, down from 11, a track called Sunshine. Starting that set off was Iota by Angel Olsen. Her album is called Burn Your Fire for No Witness. It comes in at number 17, down from 12.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Taking a break, heading to the phone lines as we do every week. We're going to catch up with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He's senior editor over there, a friend of ours here. And Stephen, as always, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to kick things off today with some news about Gwar's Dave Brockie. He has died.
Yeah, sad news from sort of the world of metal. As Dave Brockie, who is a co-founder and was the current frontman of Gwar, has passed away at 50 years old. As Style Weekly reported, police were called to Brockie's home in Richmond, Virginia on Sunday, March 23rd. When they arrived at approximately 6:53 p.m. local time, he was found deceased in his home. Police say they don't expect foul play, though Brockie's cause of death has yet to be revealed. Gwar bassist Mike Bishop has weighed in, saying, quote, "Dave was one of the funniest, smartest, most creative and energetic persons I've known. He was brash sometimes, always crass, irreverent. He was hilarious in every way. But he was also deeply intelligent and interested in life, history, politics, and art." And actually, something a lot of people might not know is that he is actually Canadian-born. In the band, he went under the alias of Odorous Arungus, and he founded the band in 1984. This year, the group celebrated their 30th anniversary as a band and released their album Battle Maximus last year. And we here at Exclaim have interviewed Brockie several times throughout his career. So if you're interested in looking back on his life, he's done our questionnaire, and we also interviewed him last year for the new album.
That's crazy. And I mean, last week we talked about another member of the Stooges who had passed away, and it's just, this is it's strange events, and to be that young. I mean, 50's not that old.
It really isn't. It's a shaky year for Icon so far, I guess.
All right, well, we'll move on and chat a little bit about Arcade Fire. They've won the Prism Prize for their Afterlife video.
Yeah, the band recently won, or I guess not the band, but Emily Kaibach, the director of their Afterlife video, just won the Prism Prize for it. The Prism Prize is, of course, the Canadian Music Prize given out to the best music video of the past year. The second annual prize was handed out at an awards ceremony in Toronto on Sunday, March 23rd, and Bach took home the $5,000 prize for Afterlife. Bach's video for Magical Clouds' Childhood End was also nominated. Prism Prize founder and director Louis Calabro said in a statement, quote, "Emily made some truly remarkable videos last year. It says something that two of Emily's pieces were on the top 10 shortlist. Ultimately, I think our jurors chose Afterlife because it's thoughtful and well-paced, and because, frankly, it looks beautiful." Every year, the Prism Prize is judged by a jury of more than 100 Canadian music and film industry professionals, full disclosure, that includes myself, who are asked to vote on the best Canadian video of the year based on artistic merit. Other bands this year who were nominated included Drake, Holorado, Shad, Jesse Lanza, Keys and Crates, and Young Galaxy.
Well, some stiff competition there, and congratulations to Emily on that. Were you happy with the choice?
I was, actually. That was my choice. I think it's a beautiful video. If you're at your computer, go check it out now. It's really stunning.
All right. One more to talk about before we take a break and get back into the music. And the Pixies have announced their first new album in over 20 years.
Yeah, which is good or bad news, depending on how you look at it. Of course, Kim Deal has left the Pixies. They replaced her within the last year. And the band have released three EPs in the last year or so, none of which have been welcomed in with completely open arms. It's not quite the same band as they used to be. Nonetheless, the album will compile all 12 tracks from the EPs, all of which were recorded with Gil Norton, who also was behind in the studio for Doolittle, Bossa Nova, and Trompe Le Monde. It was all done with Norton in October 2012 at the Rockfield Studios in Wales, UK. As mentioned, this is the first album they've done without founding bassist Kim Deal, but she was in the studio with the rest of the group and left shortly after the recording, so you will hear Deal's bass lines on the album. The album is called Indie Cindy. yep, you heard me right. That's Indie Cindy. And it will be available in North America on April 29th through Pixie Music and PIAS, so stay tuned for that one.
Unique name, and we'll look forward to that. Probably hear some of that on this show as well when they send it out. So, all right, Stephen, we'll get you to hang on the line, and we're going to get back into the music, but we'll catch up with you in the second hour of the program. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Here is Slow Show by Kurt Pirat, which is coming in at number 15, down from 7 from her new record, Trauma.
much table swallowing punch. Can't pay attention to the sound of anyone. Little more stupid, a little more scared. Every minute more unprepared. I made a mistake in my life today. Everything I love gets lost in drawers. I wanna start over. To stand and stay, I lean on a wall and the wall leaned away. Can I get a minute of not being nervous and not thinking of my day? My leg is sparkles, my leg is pins. I better get my shit together, better gather my shit in. You could drive a car through my head in 5 minutes from one side to the other.
Number 14.
Pull them to me.
It's the Airshot 20.
That was Under These Hands by the Dum Dum Girls. I don't even want to ask why you did, felt that was
because I necessary. I was feeling the strong bad.
All right.
Don't you remember that?
Yes.
Damn.
Moving along. At number 14, down from 6 from their newest record, Too True. At number 15, down from 7. Starting off that set was Kurt Pirot with the track from the album Trauma, Slow Show.
I just spicing it up a little. Giving myself a little bit of entertainment. I love Strong Bad. If you don't know what it is,
everyone
go check it
does.
Out.
Everyone does.
Email.
It was
to email.
10 years ago.
What to email?
It's Earshot20
at gmail.com. It is super funny. Every time I get an email, that's what it says. I put that on. I wonder if people could hear that. I still think it's funny. I don't care what you think, you meanie. All right, Earshot 20. We are just about done. The first 10 of the program. I am the always hilarious and jovial Anthony Edman. And on the other side of the mic is the very serious and downer dude, Brian Cleveland.
None of these nicknames are factual. We've actually changed our names to those things, but they're wrong.
No, they're not. I am jovial.
Always hilarious, look, though.
All right. Well, that could be debatable. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And we will be coming back in the next hour, of course, with the top 10 and talking to Stephen Karlick. Also, Brian will be giving you the lowdown. But before that, we have these to bring you. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
We're going to keep on trucking at number 13, up one spot. It is the new record from Warpaint, this time self-titled. You're going to hear a track called Go In. At number 12, Lost in the Dream is the follow-up to the acclaimed second album, Slave Ambient, from the Philadelphia indie rock band The War on Drugs. And you're going to hear a track called Red Eyes.
All right, here is Go In, Warpaint. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Something good happened. Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 12.
We'll be right back.
Number 11.
Your shot 20.
That was the Black Lips. Their latest is called Underneath the Rainbow. It comes into the program for the first time at number 11, up from 31. Debuting at number 12 is the newest from the War on Drugs called Lost in the Dream. And you heard a track called Red Eyes. And starting off that set was War Paint. Their latest record is self-titled. It is at number 13, up from number 14. And that is all.
Some big moves. What's the rest of the... I never even had a look at this before we started. Normally, I ask you this at the beginning of the program, but let me just... let me do an assessment here. Few debuts. Few albums moving up into the top 20 that were sitting at some lower spots underneath.
There's a huge high debut.
I'm going to go with number 9. Am I right? Yeah, what? I'm right. Oh, no, sorry. You mean an actual debut?
There's a
like,
huge debut.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big one.
Kevin who?
Oh, way to ruin it.
I say Kevin who? No, it didn't ruin it. Nobody knows. Nobody knows until we come
back. You really drew me into that one.
I see what you did there. It's almost as bad as our pressure luck thing last week. Oh, that was bad news. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And we do this every week out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We record and broadcast live Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. So we thank them all for carrying this program, and right now it looks as if we are on...
You know, it's about interesting 18. Radio, counting silently
could you,
live.
Could you hear it, though? I was
yeah,
like...
Yeah.
About 18 stations, so thank you very much, and hopefully that didn't cause you to stop hearing this program. You can also download the show from radioforall.net, and you can podcast us on iTunes, but no matter how you're listening to the program, we thank you very much for tuning in. When we come back, you are going to get the top 10. You are going to hear from Stephen Karlick again. We're going to talk about new album release and also an album review. And he has his song pick of the week. Plus, Brian's going to give you the lowdown, some of the debuts that are happening below the top 20. And as we see from the charts this week, some of the stuff debuting below the top 20 is making its way into this countdown. So we will we'll probably be hearing from some of those artists as well.
Yeah, you heard from five new albums to the program this week. So it's great stuff.
All right, stick around. There is more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.